meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485869 through 485954. No warrants, journal entries, or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session for December 9th, 2025, along with executive session minutes for December 9th, 2025. Any questions on those?
I don't have any.
Not.
No?
Move to approve regular and executive minutes from December 9th, 2025.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll move to our planning and zoning rezone. At this point, I will turn it over to our planning and zoning administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Taney County Commission rezoning hearing for December 16th, 2025. The meeting follows the Taney County zoning regulations requiring a public hearing for each zoning change application submitted to the planning staff. As part of this hearing, the following items are entered into official record: Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps; Exhibit B, a staff report for each case; Exhibit C, staff file, including all supporting documents for each case; Exhibit D, audio recordings for this hearing. Now I'm going to give you a little breakdown of our process. The planning staff will present a staff report for each case, followed by questions from the county commission. If you wish to share your thoughts, please complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. When called, state your name before addressing the commission. Please address all comments and questions to only the commission. And public comments will close once all speakers have been heard, and the commission will then consider the application for a vote. All right, so we just have one today. So case number 12-16-2025-01, JKKB Real Estate Investment LLC. Subject property is 1225 Clevenger Cove, Hollister, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 35, Township 22, Range 22. The request, JKKB Real Estate Investment is seeking planning, or excuse me, county commission approval of a rezone from R1 to NR1. Okay, so let me give you a little background. Whereas on December 8th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission did not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning district map number M15 Oliver Township to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential to NR1. For property at 18-7.0-35-004-016-001.000, located at 1225 Clevenger Cove. And that was a unanimous decision, by the way, guys. So if you want to look up here, I'll kind of give you a lowdown of where we're at. So Highway 65. Here's your 265, and then a little intersection there with P going down to like the Big Bear area. You see the property way over here. Get you a little better view. If you keep coming down P, go along the lakefront there. This is the Big Bear again. Cut on that 90, go up that 90, and it's actually on this double 90 right here again. A little closer. Once again, Clevenger Clove Road, right here on the corner. acres of the property. Got a detached garage. So brought this one up. Of course, the stripes, the core, the yellow is all R1, so it says platted subdivision. I know that's a big issue, so I want you guys to know. R1 zoning. A couple pictures. There's the detached. There's the home. Front shot. Front of it. Another shot of that. With that, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Well, at this time, we'll call to order the public hearing for order number 12-16-2025-01, JKKB Real Estate. At this time, I would ask if the applicant is here to present their case. All right. Sir, if you wouldn't mind stepping forward, state your name and address, please.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
James Junior Bollinger, home address 153 Madison, 6513, Huntsville, Arkansas.
Appreciate that. Yep. Anything on your case that you would like to present to the commission?
Just act to the part of I'm surrounded by it, coming and going on nightly rentals, and we really don't mind to do condition. We just want to be able to rent it to our friends and family is all we really want to do. We're going to be there 75% of the time. My family will be, but there are times that we get asked, and it's friends and family. We just want to have the capability of doing it when it comes up, which is not very often. But like I say, we're P Highway. You come into nightly rentals, and you pass the house. You come back in on top of us, and then I think there's a conditional use one that just got approved on P Highway. I don't know. 2 or 3 months ago, too.
It did. Can I speak to that real quick?
Are you guys
okay with that? So that was actually, let me see if I can find it real quick. That was right here, but it's a different zoning. And
it's an A1 zone.
Yes. So that didn't come through this board. Or the commission, I'm sorry. But it went through the planning board only.
I got you. Okay.
And you being in a subdivision, the R1 doesn't give you that. It doesn't allow that.
Oh, okay.
So there's a difference.
I didn't understand exactly what that difference was.
So I just want to help you understand that better.
Yeah, no problem. But it's pretty much it. Like I say, we're not trying to flip this. This is our forever property, too. I mean, this is my family's property. So it's just the capability of being able to nightly rental it every once in a while is our only goal.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Right. Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it. You. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of the project or the proposal?
And I'm going to speak in favor of it. I live in this neighborhood. Cody, if you'll zoom out a little bit. The big thing is there's going to be opposition to it. I'm on the fence part of it because we don't like the traffic, but the point is it's already here. So part of me speaking in favor is...
Do you want me to go down to you, or where do you...
Let's see where we're at. So, you don't have to. I'm right here. So...
You're right in.
But the big thing is, you know, for years, Cheney County's been fighting zoning areas for nightly rentals. We know it's been a challenge, and it's a wild west for a long time. Things have finally got kind of wrangled in. But this one's kind of a unique area, and this is why I'm speaking in favor of it, is because... It just so happens that even though there's a lot of R1 here, it's all surrounded by nightly rental. Here we have the Rocky Shores on one side, we have the Branson Canyon on the other side. And so, and just in my opinion, I think that if there was to be some exceptions, this is probably a unique area for that. So I just want to express my opinion on that.
Okay. And what was your address again, Trent? I'm sorry.
432 Clevenger Cove Road.
Okay. Just for the record so they have it. Appreciate that. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak in favor of the proposal? All right. At this time, I would ask, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in opposition to it that has signed up? Please, ma'am.
My name is Julie Back, and I live at 123 Coveview Road, which is on around the corner. I had a whole speech the other night, and we had many more people to speak the other night, but due to working and prior commitments, we have very few here today. But so we are in between Branson Canyon and Rocky Shores, but there are about 40 homes in there. We run from Big Bear all the way up to Rocky Shores, which is called Arcadia Landing. 20 of us are about 20 of us are permanent residents. The thing is, if you approve this, we have already reported three other homes that have tried to rent out nightly. And we want to preserve what we can. When Rocky Shores came in, we really didn't have the chance to. It was an exceptional situation. And we were made a lot of promises when that went in. One of the promises that was made to us was, because it's a high-end property, which is what JR's is, and this is nothing against JR. His property is beautiful now. He did a lot of work on that. But was that with high-end properties, we won't have the crime. We have had crime. We have had a lot of crime. And one in particular, we had some young men up there renting. Drugs were involved, sheriff's department, an escapee. You know, in an evening, we had a guy coming across, still in handcuffs because he escaped the sheriff's department, trying to get back to the property he rented in Rocky Shores. We have a lot of older people that live there. These people had confronted a couple in their 70s in their own yard because she was trying to slow them down while she was walking her little dog. So there is crime associated, even with high-end people. So we just want to preserve what we have left of Arcadia Landing. Also, we've lost some people. They couldn't put up with the noise and the traffic, so they sold their property. And what happens is people come in, buy these properties, thinking they're going to rent them because, let's face it, it's beautiful property. It's right on the shore. They come in, they destroy the core land, which I didn't find out about this. I didn't have time to get the Freedom of Information Act to get the reports of the fines from the core. They start at 20 days. It takes 20 days plus to get those, so I couldn't get them for this meeting. But you can go and see that there have been fines because they come in, they clear the core without any approval by the core, and then they can advertise and rent their properties because you can walk right to the shore. Those trees aren't coming back. They're gone. That we just had one recently that was extremely severe. They burned all the way to the lake. So we just want to protect what's there. We're good people. We have nothing against JR. We like improvements. That's great. No, the traffic isn't a situation, but I can tell you on this particular property, when that upper parking is at capacity, that S-curve there is very dangerous. You can't see oncoming traffic. There's been a lot of near misses there. Let's just put it that way. So basically, we're just trying to protect what we have. When we moved in there, there were no nightly rentals. Most of us are long-term residents there. We've put up with the trespassing in our properties, people trying to find the lake. You know, we put up with the traffic, but we just don't want this to continue. Just protect what we have. You know, we can't do anything about the past, but we can sure try and protect what we've got. So, any questions?
I have none.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good morning. My name is John Russworm. I live at 200 Sunview Road in Hollister. I'm in the Arcadia Landing subdivision. That subdivision was developed in 1927. I bought in there because it's residential. It's beautiful. We do have Branson Cove and Beginning that we drive by now, nightly rentals. They did put up Rocky Shores, which is actually along my property line. I've had nothing but problems with people trespassing, knocking on my door. I'm barbecuing in the backyard. People just walk by through my flowers, everything else. It's ridiculous. Okay? Arcadia Landing was developed as residential, and I'd like to keep it as